the Cochrane Show. This is the Cochrane Show. It's not the whole show like you get every day. It's the shorter version in the podcast way. You must remember less time helps you stay. Yeah, this is the Cochrane Show. Yeah, this is the podcast show.
It's the Steve Cochran Everything Podcast with a little Father's Day special here. Now, this is specifically for golfers and for dads who love golf. And you maybe are a kid that loves a dad that you don't love golf so much, but you know he does. There's a great Father's Day gift idea set up here for you. We're going to talk to the guy that runs Cantini Golf Course. We're going to talk to the best teacher in the game. And we're going to talk to the guy that makes the best putters in the game. And hopefully you'll find a gift in there somewhere. At least it'll spur you for some ideas for the same. So welcome to the Everything Podcast. Remember, we call it that because with my ADD, I can't focus. So the topics are far and wide. And thank you for listening wherever you do to the Steve Cochran Show podcast. And let's get started with some Father's Day gifts for the golfer. All right, as part of our Father's Day week golf podcast, because your dad, at least I hope, likes golf like I do, but even if he likes it just a little. Let me switch to the golf course itself. And a very good friend of mine for many, many years, Terry Hanley, and I don't want to talk about how many years it's been, the great Terry Hanley. Terry, is this your microphone? Did I get the right microphone?
Oh, Steve, thank you very much.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I brought my own Mr. Mike.
Nice to see you.
Nice seeing you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate this.
How long have you been in the golf business now?
Since 02. So opened up Bolingbrook Golf Club in 02, and since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a blur.
And your brother, been a radio guy in town forever?
Yeah, Brian is
hi to him.
Very successful career.
Had a great run.
Yeah.
All right, so you know how much I love your golf course. You run Cantini. Cantini is 27 beautiful holes. Yep. And I think it's in is usually when things get older, they don't get better.
Yeah, right.
I think it's I'm taking myself for instance. I think it's better than ever.
Yeah, you know, I'm very fortunate. We have a fabulous superintendent that has struggled in May due to the weather.
Sure.
Ready to kill himself, I think, last week. But
right.
Finally got some great days and got caught up. But he does a fabulous job, Steve Koretsky. And fortunate to have him on the team and being able to put Cantini in that market that we are in a very high affluent level playing field.
One of the best.
Yeah, we're with some great company.
Well, it's a must play.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny. We so many of our golfers come out and say, it's a big treat. We play here at least once or twice a year.
Right.
And my first year there, that's all I ever heard. I opened the door for people. Thanks for playing. Oh, it's a great treat. You know, it was a very special place. We come at least once a year. Second year, heard the same thing. I said, you know what? We're not that great. You can come back more than one time.
Well, one of the great things, though, is, and I know you preach this forever, is customer service. Because here's the thing. And Emil Esposito, our old friend Emil, you know, who's now going to be in the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame this fall.
It's great
about
honor.
Time. About
yeah,
time.
About time, sure is.
But Emil had a thing when he was at Kemper Lakes. He said, if a golfer gets out of his car before one of my kids is at his trunk ready to get the clubs out, he's going to have to deal with me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you pull up to the bag drop at Cantini, your guys are always right there. It's a hey, great to see you. Glad you're here. You know, let's get you on a cart, whatever. I mean, that everybody's not doing that anymore.
Yeah, you know, and those who don't do it, I shake my head because, you know, everybody has a green golf course. Everybody has a hot dog.
Yep.
Everybody has a, you know, hamburger. We all have the same things, a golf cart. But if you don't have customer service, that's why people are going to invest with you for 5 hours of their day.
Exactly.
A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We better be treating them the best they could ever get.
Well, the amazing thing, too, on a higher-end golf courses, and you and I could name 10 or 15 of them off the top of our head right now, how are they not all doing it? Because it's what you just said. If I'm going to give you this chunk of money to play the golf course, and by the way, Cantini's worth every penny, you better take care of me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would I come back?
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, I'll tell my friends.
Exactly. You know, bad news travels a lot faster than good news.
You know what? I'll tell them the good news, too.
Yeah.
So one of the things about Father's Day is, and you know this, if you can get your kid on a golf course, 5 hours of uninterrupted time, especially as we get a little older.
Yeah.
It's pretty valuable stuff.
Yeah, it sure is. I agree with you.
And the thing I love about what you guys do at Cantini with the kids' side is you give them their own golf course to learn the game. But you're going to have a lot of guys, dads, with their sons or daughters, or maybe both, coming out this weekend.
Yeah,
What's special about golf?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. that time commitment to be able to spend 5 hours with your children, uninterrupted, hopefully putting away all electronics.
Right.
That is invaluable.
It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned our kids' course. It's a 9-hole par 3 deal, and our kids make their reservations themselves. Parents, if parents call, we tell them, please have your child call to make the reservation. And the parents are guests. That track gets more, just as much attention on Father's Day as our 27 holes does.
Well, I didn't start playing golf until I was 14.
Yeah.
And at 14, I probably looked 24 because I've always looked a little older.
You look great, though.
I remember going on a golf course, even as a kid that was 14 who looked 18, and you know, people go, oh, kids are playing.
Yeah,
this is a brilliant concept here, because you teach the kids how to behave, but most importantly how to understand the game, the ethics of the game, and play the game, so they're never going to hold anybody up, and they're going to be nothing but the right kind of person once they're out on the golf course.
Yeah, I think
It works, right?
It sure does. I think Kevin Streelman, professional golfer, grew up at Cantini.
How about that?
At youth links, then worked there. And now on the tour, came back just past summer on his own time, on his own dime, and he said he wanted to get back to Cantini.
How about
that?
And
he spent an entire day with probably 200 youth and their parents. And it was something I couldn't trade as a GM to watch. It was fabulous. And Kevin Streelman, one of the best in the business.
You got great teachers out there, too. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you can hit balls all winter.
Yeah, we sure can. We have indoor hitting stations. Connie DiMatti and his crew is fabulous with our teaching program. As I said earlier, very fortunate to work with such esteemed people. And people get it, and people take pride in what they do.
So if you're wondering, what can I get from my dad for Father's Day? Well, how about taking him to Cantini? And by the way, it doesn't have to be this Sunday, Father's Day. But whenever. I mean, that's the Father's Day present. You tell Dad, I'm going to take you to Cantini this summer, and you figure out when.
Yeah, and it's funny you bring up, you know, it doesn't have to be this Father's Day. And
I'm guessing you're pretty full.
Well, we are. It's one of those days. Everybody comes out to play, and a lot of people don't play a lot on that, you know, up until that day.
Right.
So it's good to, you know, couch it around Father's Day. Come out on Friday or come out on Monday after and enjoy it, where you can really enjoy the day and, you know, find a good weather day. Those are far and few between lately.
I'll tell you a good story that I may have told you before, but when you were running Bolingbrook, I was out there, and as you know, I like to come out, and if I haven't got anybody to play golf with, I'll jump on a cart, and I like to run around as fast as I possibly can. It's the only thing in life I do quickly. And it was Father's Day, and you know, I'm jumping around at different holes and stuff, and there's dads and there's sons and daughters everywhere, and I get behind one particular group, and you know, I think, oh, that's great. Look, there's another happy dad with this kid. Wish my son was available today. Wish my daughter wanted to play golf. But in the meantime, it got slower and slower. Now I'm getting a little annoyed. It's getting slower and slower and slower. No, you're having a great time. It's getting slower and slower. At Bolingbrook, there's a signature hole there, the 16th. 15th.
15th. Yeah, the Island Green.
The Island Green. And I'm about to go over and politely say, you guys mind if I just go through because I'm getting aggravated. Dad got a hole-in-one in front of his kids.
Really?
On Father's Day.
They weren't your kids, were they?
No. How frustrating would that be?
Yeah, right.
There's my kids. They're right,
that
they're
guy. Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Bro.
So I'm tearing up. Take all the time you need, man. It's okay. But this Father's Day is special, and that's why I was glad you were willing to come talk to us about Cantini. So if you want to make reservations, what do you do?
You call Cantini.
Okay.
630-260-8184 is my direct line. I'd love to talk to him and have him call and do that. We'd love to have him. We also do our Sunday brunch designed on Father's Day, especially designed for fathers, running all day. And that sells out quickly as well. So it's very busy day ahead of us, very busy weekend ahead of us. But glad to be in the golf business. Glad the U.S. Open's on this weekend.
Yeah, about that, too.
Yeah, when Tiger does well, golf does well.
No kidding.
Well,
yeah. Doesn't hurt that Rory's hot either.
Holy
That's a good
cow.
Thing. Yeah.
How about that Sunday, huh?
And one of these times when I say, come out and play with me, you're going to have to put the suit down and come out and play.
Yeah.
Because you're always good to me, and I appreciate that.
I always love having you out at Cantini, and thank you for being a great fan of Cantini.
Well, that you're my friend.
Appreciate it.
All right. So on top of that, give me your winner for Sunday in the U.S. Open.
You know, it's hard not to look at Rory. It's hard not to look at Tiger. Just, right. You know, in my own industry, selfishly, if Tiger wins,
it's
we
fantastic.
All do well. Yeah, it's awesome. But it should be a great weekend for golf, though.
Yeah, those
Pebble
are my picks.
Beach.
Those two guys.
Yeah.
You got the hottest guy in golf and the guy who is just determined to show that he's back and the Masters wasn't enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. It was a good start to the year with these majors.
Yeah, now if they both miss a cut, they're going to know who to blame.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, we'll have room for him at Cantini.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
And don't forget, we give away rounds at Cantini, too, on the Steve Cochran Show. Terry Hanley on the Everything Podcast, talking golf for Father's Day. Thank you,
Steve. Appreciate everything.
No.
You know, I'm blessed. I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of people and know a lot of people, but one of my best friends in life is one of the best guys I ever could have met, and that's the great Emil Esposito, who I'm thrilled to say is going into the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame this fall. Not for the smallest reasons. A great player, a great club pro, but also a great teacher. So, Emil, welcome to the Everything Podcast. I want to talk to you about teaching a little bit first.
Okay, thank you, Steve, very much.
You know, Father's Day is coming up, and one of the great things you can do for your dad, if he loves golf, you know, or even if he likes golf a little bit and wants to get better, is to get him a lesson. I don't know a better teacher than you, but at this point in your life, you don't need to do it anymore. So what keeps you going with teaching? Why do you do it?
I tell you, I love working with people. I love when they come to me and say, I can't break 100. And I say, okay, let's go to work. And I get them breaking 100, or guys in the 80s. So I always ask them the first thing is, what's your handicap? And a guy will say 15. I says, well, let's try to get down to maybe a 13. And the season, I still remember, majority of my lessons, I still remember their first swings. And then when I see them, when we get through, it's very satisfying because people love to play golf, you know, and it's just, unfortunately, they want to learn too quick, you know. And I said, you know, if I could tell you to do this in a half hour, an hour, and you hit it the way you really want to hit it, I said, you'd be paying me about $1,000 for this lesson.
Right.
You'd be in line to Lake Michigan.
So right.
And I said, you know, when you're watching these golf professionals, you don't see them hitting it down the middle every time. They hit it in the bunker or they knock it out of bounds. So I try to keep it very simple, my lessons. A lot of people are afraid to take lessons, Steve, because they might have had a instruction before where the guy broke the swing down so bad that they can't hit it no more.
Sure.
I try to work fundamentally with the swing so that once they get on the golf course, if they start hitting the ball bad, they can get it out and get away from it. I don't want them to play, you know, 1, 2, 3 holes and play good, then the next 15 not hit it anymore. So that's the key. So if they can do that, that's a great thing for the person that they can enjoy the game. That's why my motto is making golf fun, not work.
Yep.
The work is for the golf professionals on the tour. So
yeah, you know, and I've been around you a lot through the years, and I see you talk to people, and people come up to you all the time. Emil, you wouldn't believe how well I'm hitting it. Or, Emil, you know that thing you showed me? Now it's working. Or, Emil, I'm putting like I've never putted before. And you are always, I've never seen you not thrilled if they did well in their club championship or even if they just played better than they've ever played.
Oh, yeah. It's such a thrill. And it's happening. The older I get, the more it's happening. Members are really happy. And I'm working on some new moves in the swing that it's almost like what the guys on the tour are working with. And I got about 10, 15 guys at the club that are doing it that have really improved a lot. And so it's fun. It's fun to see. It's better for me. I mean, I it's nice to make a living, but I get more kick out of when the guy comes up and says, man, I shot 79 today. I could never break 80.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's better than giving me the money for the lesson, because it's sort of like it's hard to explain. It's such a relief to know, man, is that great? I got this guy hitting it. And I don't do any advertising, as you know. I just I advertise through my customers. The next thing you know, I say, listen, I heard you gave a lesson to Steve Cochran, and he's really thrilled with what you're doing. I'd like to take a lesson from you. And that's what I do.
It's a word-of-mouth thing, because I tell everybody.
Really.
And I talked about this the other day with somebody, and Pat Brady, who's a regular on the show, says the same thing. You know, we got plenty of voices in our head, and the worst thing can do when you're playing is have every golf magazine, golf channel, golf digest tip floating around in your head. If I get rid of all of those voices and I just hear your voice in my head, I always play better.
Honest to God, it's like, I don't love it, but I just like, I tell people, the more you watch all that stuff, the more you read, it's just more lessons, just tacking on, because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, but if you keep it simple, you know, and I'll get people that'll say, oh, I looked up. And I said, you know, you didn't look up. I said, there's no such thing as looking up. The guy said, what do you mean? I said, oh, just get ready to hit the ball. When you're ready, you let me know. And the guy said, okay, I'm ready. I said, shut your eyes and swing the club. The guy shuts his eyes and swings the club, and he hits the ball. So I said,
right.
So what's the story about looking up? And that's the truth, you know. So, or keeping the left arm straight. You don't have to keep the left arm straight. You know, it can bend a little bit. It's going to, when you start on your downswing, it's going to straighten itself out. So those are things that you got to make the golf swing simple. You can't, you know, you're not on the tour. You're not making a living at the game. Game is for you guys that want to go out and enjoy themselves and relieve some stress and have a good time and make some birdies and putts and bogeys. And I mean, that's how golf goes. You know, I remember just a quick story. When I played in the PGA at Kemper Lakes when I was a head golf professional there, Sebi Ballesteros came up to me on Wednesday. It was a practice round. And he said, hey, pro, he says, you want to play golf with us? With the Jose Olazabal and
Jose Maria Olazabal and Sebi.
Yeah. And my son Trey was scanning for me, and I was like stunned. He went, "Yeah, we'll play." And then as we're walking to the tee, Greg says, "Damn, we got to play with these guys. We'll never play with them in a tournament, you know." So I said, "Nice." So I shoot 72. That's a quick story, but I shoot 72. We had 3,000 people following us around. The next day I get on the team, they announce my name, and I got Mr. Kemper and everybody there, and I had a lot of press that week, and I'm going, oh my God, I can't take this club back.
So, right.
And I was hitting the ball to the right. My son says, Dad, let it go. Well, I had such a strangle grip on that club. It's just like, and I shot a couple 87s, you know, it's like, but that's golf.
Yeah. And that's the same guy that shot 72. And I think people need to hear that too, because stress kills your golf swing, and even the pros feel it, and you have to figure out a way to handle it. And that's why, you know, Eam, I think there's a way to take a golf lesson with you. You tell me if I'm wrong, but when somebody comes in, and maybe they're okay, maybe they're a 10 handicap, maybe they're better than that.
Yeah.
They've got a certain idea about what they think is going wrong, like you were talking about. I looked up. If you take a lesson with Emil Esposito and you let him tell you how to get better as opposed to you diagnosing it yourself, you're going to get a lot farther, a lot faster.
That's right. And I'll tell you another thing, too. And you can, and you know, the public can do this, too. Whoever you're playing golf with, watch the practice swing.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch the practice swing. Then watch him hit the ball. Two different swings. I tell my students, if you hit the ball like your practice swing, there wouldn't be any golf professionals teaching golf because they swing pretty good.
Yeah.
So if that ball gets down there, it's another game. Now I'm going to see how far I can hit the ball. So that's the problem with it. But, you know, once you get fundamentally, and if you buy into what I'm saying, and if you don't, I hate to say this, but there's stupidity because this is simple stuff. And when I get through hitting, I get through with my students, they go, you know, Eam, I can't believe it's this simple. And I was like, it really is. I mean, if you play baseball or play any sport, it's the same thing. If you swung a bat, you're swinging a bat at a waist level, and now you're just thinking down to the golf swing level.
Right.
It's the same swing.
Right.
So it's fun teaching. You know, I don't teach as much as I used to because, you know, getting a little older. But I enjoy it. I get 3-4 lessons a day, and that's it. So it's fun to – because I get people that want to learn. That's
sure.
The key to it, you know. I had one person that gave me $100 one year, and he said, teach my wife. She came out, and she had 2 golf balls, and she said, are we done? I said, wait a minute, what do you mean, are we done? It's a half-hour lesson. I said, do you want to play? She says, I don't like this game of golf. I said, yeah, we're all done. See you later.
Right, because you're not going to be able to work with somebody that doesn't want to be there.
No, that's the truth. I mean, I get people, women will call me up and say, I want to give my husband a playing lesson. I went, okay. I said, what does he shoot? Oh, he shoots 95, 100. I said, you know, that's just like burning money. Give him a couple lessons first. Then I'll be, because if you take somebody on the golf course that you never worked with before, oh my God, now it's just you're chasing balls all over the place. So
right.
That's my motto with it. And so I tell them right off the bat, listen, I've got an investment in you. You have my reputation in your hands, so I want you to play good. So that's my, you know, so I have a goal. I want to improve you, but don't think you're going to get improved. And if you've been playing 20 years, you've got some bad habits in there, so we're going to break those by forming good habits.
Yeah, and by the way, we got a story that Emil can tell you in just a second about the great Bob Collins and Orion Samuelson. But before we get to that, if you're listening now and you think, yeah, I'd love to have Emil Esposito, give my dad some lessons, what do they do? How do they book that?
They can call me direct. You know, they can just call my number, 847-764-4653. Leave a message, and I will call them back, and I can send them a certificate. They can get a gift certificate through me. They don't even have to call a Glen Club. They can call me right direct, 847-764-4653.
All right, so let's go backwards for a second. You've taught a lot of legends in Chicago. I mean, just about every famous person, whether on radio, on TV, athletes, as well as obviously golfers, you've taught everybody at one point or another. And at one point, Orion Samuelson and Bob Collins decided they were going to take, and correct me if I'm wrong, they were going to take one lesson to learn how to play. Was that right?
And Bob rode the motorcycle and he flew. God bless him. He was just such a wonderful person. And he was left-handed on top of it. And I tell you what, I worked with him a couple times. And you could go about maybe 75 yards in front of him and said, here's the driver, go ahead and hit it and catch the ball. So they got those guys, they went on, and Orion was about the same way.
So the safest place for you to be in teaching Bob Collins was directly in front of him, 75 yards out on the range.
Honestly, yeah, that's right. And it's like, but that's the way they were. So they evidently went to Miami, Maui. Hawaii.
They went to Ka'anapali in Maui, this beautiful golf course. It's on a hill, overlooks the ocean, and they shot 152 and 154. They counted every stroke, and they had to send the beverage cart back three different times for golf balls because they ran out.
They bought 6 dozen golf balls.
Just tremendous.
It's like,
that's, I love that story.
Back, it's like, oh my God, really? And so that really screwed up the business.
Well, but here's the thing, and Orion would be the first to admit this, and I'm sure Collins did back in the day as well, and that is, you can't learn golf in one lesson.
No.
Commit to a few lessons and you're going to be able to play and have fun.
That's right. It's like the guy reads the book. Okay, I learned golf now. Okay, that's good. Let's
right.
go play.
Right.
It's such a great game, and the nice thing about it too now, Steve, is that more and more kids are playing the game of golf. I know when I first started, as a golf professional, the fathers would be at the club on weekends, all day long, and play cards in the afternoons, And now it's hard for the young fathers because they go, Eam, I'd like to take some lessons, but, I can't even get down and play nine holes because they got traveling teams with the kids.
Sure.
And it's good. It's great that the fathers are more involved with the children. And it's such a great sport because, the kids nowadays, there's a lot of good players out there that are getting scholarships, and you know what it costs to send your kid to college. And you always know where your son or daughter are. They're always hitting balls or practicing. And it's fun to see the kids. I got a couple of kids that are like 7 and 8 years old that I teach now. And it's so cute, So been working with them because when they hit it, they're really enthused about it. So it's a wonderful sport, and unfortunate the weather's been so lousy. So,
we're getting out there now. Before we run out of time, and again, we'll give you the number to book lessons with Emil for Father's Day, because you get your certificate you can give to your dad and all that, because Father's Day's coming up. Oh, by the way, who are you picking in the Open?
I'm picking Tiger. It's so funny. Thank God I don't have I'm not really a better, because I would have never bet that. I said before, he'll never win again.
Mm-hmm.
Four operations, your back, 304 on your knees, and it's like these guys are shooting 61, 62. It's ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, I ate my words. I told the guys this. I'm pulling for him. He's playing such great golf, and he's such a great asset to the game. I mean, you know, there's a story, and it's a true story, the Congressional, he wasn't going to play in Congressional. They had the Open there, I think it was about 10 years ago, and they had half the tickets sold and half the tents sold. He decided at the last minute, they sold out in 2 hours. All the tickets were gone, and all the tents were sold.
No doubt.
And those guys on the tour, they want him. I mean, when he won the Players last year, I have never in my life seen so many people walking up, down 18, following him in the last hole. It was like just a sea of people. You know, it was just unbelievable. And every tournament he plays in, the other guys are playing, and there's hardly anybody around. They're all out there with Tiger. But I remember he came to Kemper Lakes as an amateur, played in the Bernie Windham thing, and I was watching him hit balls, and it was like, oh my God, this kid is unbelievable. So I'm picking him. Because Pebble Beach is a good golf course. I remember when he won the Open there one year.
By 13 shots.
Miller, yeah. And Johnny Miller kept saying, well, now he's in trouble with his chip shot. And he'd either chip it in, and then or he'd hit it a foot from the hole. And he did it like four times. So I was telling Tree, so John, I think I wouldn't say nothing, because he's the greatest troubleshooter that I've ever seen. I mean, he hit some shots that were just unbelievable, you know, and winning tournaments. So he's there. If he was putting a little bit better, oh, he'd have won two or three more tournaments. I think he's going to break Jack's record.
Well, here's the thing. You played against Nicklaus. You played the tour at a time when Nicklaus and Palmer and Player and all those guys were out there. Who's better, Nicklaus or Tiger?
You know, it's a hard thing to say, but Tiger right now, I mean, what he's done is just spectacular. And don't forget, you know, Jack and Arnie and me, we were in woods, you know, the ball wasn't this hot.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's just, Tiger's just got that. I'll tell you how good Tiger is. This is the perfect example. When people say, what's the difference? If you watch the Masters on the 12th hole, the par three.
Yeah.
Everybody hits it at the right at the pin.
Yep.
Where did Tiger hit the ball? Over the pin, over the bunker.
Right.
So if he hits it short, the ball's in a bunker. You hit it short the other way, you're in the water.
Right.
So it goes from 3 to 5. That's it. There you go. It's the perfect thing.
He's smart.
Very intelligent. He just knows. They had a thing on Golf Channel the other day. My son called me up. He's dead. Tape it. It's on 11 o'clock. I just saw the show. It was Tiger Project. It was with TaylorMade.
I remember that.
Oh my God! He was looking at the club, and he's like, he said, "I feel everything in my hands." And he said, "This thing is about that toe is about three degrees off." And the engineers are like, "Really?" And when they put it on, it was. I mean, when he was testing out golf balls, he said he put one ball, and he said, "Well, just as he putted, that's about 4 inches past the hole," and it was. I mean, it was like he wants it so precise and precision that he said, "I don't ever want the ball to go flying over the green. If I'm hitting a 5-iron, 190, I want it to go 190. I'd rather be short, but I do not want it to go over the green." So
right.
That's, you know, he doesn't want it to go 195 or 200. So it's he's so great for golf.
Well, and I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah. I think he wins this weekend, and it's so great for the game that he's back. Now, speaking of great for the game, before we run out of time, you are going to be in the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame. This is a long overdue honor, and they are going to enshrine you, make you part of the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame, the best golf in Illinois for, you know, for a century. Just give me a minute or two on how it makes you feel.
Well, it's the lifetime achievement for me. I mean, when I got the call on May 30th at 8:30 at night from Tim Cronin, and he told me, he says, "Well, you're voted in the Hall of Fame aim," and I was like, "Tim, thank you so much." I said, "I really can't talk to you too much." I said, "I'm getting choked up here." And he said, "Oh, don't hang up." He said, "Don't hang up." He said, "Ed Sherman wants to say a few words to you. He's on the committee." And I talked to Ed just about half a minute. I said, Ed, thank you. And I can't talk to you. And hung the phone up, and Teresa and I just hugged each other and cried for about 10 minutes. It was unbelievable. It's just it's hard for me to believe. But I had a great team, and you were my presenter, and you did a great job, and it was wonderful. And my son was involved with it, and people. But it was
there's a lot of people that love you. Yeah, you know that, we're all thrilled that you're getting in, because it's good for the game in Illinois. All right, listen, you want to get a lesson from the old pros, he calls himself. Nobody better in the business, period. I don't care where you live. Pick up the phone, call him. He'll make an appointment with you. You come out. Be smart enough to shut up and listen, and you're going to get better. 847-764-4653, right? Is that the number?
That's it. And if I don't answer, I'm teaching, so just leave your name and number, and I will definitely call you back, and we'll mail you out a certificate if you like.
So. Happy Father's Day, buddy.
Same to you, babe. Thanks so much, Stevie. We'll see you next week. We're going to tee it up one of these days.
Let's do it before the summer's over.
As long as I get my strokes.
That's the great Emil Esposito, and we'll continue with the Everything Podcast next. It's the Steve Cochran Everything Podcast, continuing, heading into a Father's Day weekend. I have used Bettinardi putters for a very long time because they're the best. And Bob Bettinardi joins us. You started this company how long ago?
1998.
And you were in what business? And by the way, you're still in this business, but what business were you in that led to this?
Well, we were in the manufacturing business. CNC milling machines and turning centers, and basically doing work for the people such as Caterpillar, John Deere, and a different array of manufacturing companies that we were doing business for. And that's how I got into the golf industry, not from that, but we were making metal things, okay? And one of the things that when I walked into a golf shop one time back in actually it was the early 90s, and I saw a putter that said it was milled on an old machine, and I said, why would they make putters on these old machines? Why don't they make them on these new machines, the machines that I have?
Right.
And I started doing a little detective work and found out that some of these big golf manufacturers in the San Diego area needed my help, and that's how I basically got started.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, there's only two guys in the specialized putting business, and you do it better than the other guy does, because this putting lab that you have, and this ties into the Father's Day piece of this, because what a great gift for your dad to set him up for this individual putter fitting like nobody else does it. This putting lab that you have is tremendous. Explain how it works when somebody comes in.
So we do like hour appointments, almost like a doctor's office, which is kind of cool, except you're not nervous when you walk into my building. You're right. Going to be really happy.
Right.
So you walk in and you go upstairs and you got a look at of at least 25 to 30 different models that you could choose. And I'm a big believer on what looks good to your eye. If it looks good to your eye, there's a good chance that you're going to make a 4 or 5 footer that you need to make against your buddies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you go up there, you pick a putter that looks good to you. You go on a 3-camera, actually it's a 4-camera now, laser fitting system that fits your lie and your loft of your putter. We're not necessarily teaching you how to putt, because I really don't want to change your putting style.
Right.
I want to fit the putter to who you are. Whether you hunch over, whether you stand up straight, whether you're a lefty, whatever it may be, we're going to fit the putter to your style. And you could pick a grip out, you could pick a head cover out, and you walk out of the hour appointment with your putter of choice.
Yeah,
and you don't have to wait for a week to get it or whatever.
Yeah, and you're going to go out and spend $500-$600 on a driver. Good for you. You're going to go out and you're going to beat balls on the range, and you're probably going to feel good about a few of them that you hit. But that is about 10% of your game. The vast majority of strokes are with your putter. And if you really love golf, or even if you're just a casual golfer, you're going to get so much more enjoyment out of the game if you start making more putts.
Yeah, it's the quickest way to lower your score, no doubt, Steve.
Yeah, and you've got some of the best pros and the most successful pros who work with you or have worked with you, and Matt Kuchar is one of them. So when did you start Matt the relationship with Kuch?
Yeah, Kuch is great. Well, this year, like, he's 40 years old, so he's like the 40 is the new 30 for him.
Yep.
He's number one at the FedEx Cup, number one in money, and he's doing very well. We hooked up with him back in 2012. So it's been about 7 years since he's been playing our product. He's on our staff. He's the best we got. We did have a guy last year, Francesco Molinari, who won the British Open using our putter.
Right.
He's the best Italian golfer. We have a guy, Hao Tun Lee. He always tells me, it's a funny story, he tells me he's the best Chinese player in the world. And then he goes to mention that there's 1.3 billion Chinese people. So he's very happy about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then we got a guy, we got a local guy named Nick Hardy playing in the U.S. Open. He went to Illinois. And then we got another local guy. Actually, he's from the U.K., but he went to Northwestern, Matthew Fitzpatrick. He's playing our putter in the U.S. Open this week. And then we got the Freddie Couples is on our staff.
It's a great roster.
We got a great roster.
It's a great roster, and you've come up with something in the last couple of years, which seems to be, and you tell me if I'm right about this, the hottest trend on tour in putting, and that's the arm lock grip. And you got to see it to try it, and it takes a little bit of getting used to. But having said that, it does exactly what you need to putt better. I don't care how good you are, because it locks you in, arm lock, hello, and causes you to move your big muscles, your shoulders, the ball's online. It's amazing. I've only used one of these putters, your Bettinardi arm lock, for the past, I don't know, week or two, and I'm making stuff that I'd miss the entire hole. I'm making stuff, I'm lipping stuff out I would have missed. I got a feel for it that I hadn't had before because I was too handsy. I was too wristy.
It does. The last thing you just said is the key. It takes the small muscles out of the putting stroke, and it allows you to use your big arms and shoulders. That gives you more of a, you know, I hate to use the word yippy, but sometimes when you get a little older, you get a little yippy with the putter.
Right.
And the arm lock, Kuchar and I developed that together in tandem when he first started with us. So we're like the king of arm locks. The USGA outlawed the long putter or the anchoring.
Yep.
And the arm lock is still legal. And Kuchar is like a little cash machine out there every week, and he's making millions and millions of dollars by holding 5 and 6 foot putts all day long.
Yeah, and again, we're not on tour. We're not fighting for checks. We're out there playing for $2 on a Saturday morning, but we're also out there to have fun. And maybe you're good enough to win your club championship or compete at a high level, or maybe you're a 20 handicap who just wants to go out and have fun. This is the type of thing that's going to make you better. Now, when you go out to the Bettinardi putting lab, maybe an arm lock's not right for you, but you got every possible style and fit for people available there. You got mallets, you got half mallets, you got blades. So you're going to find something, is my point. And if you're going to spend $500 or $600 on a driver, invest in a great putter and get fit in a way that nobody else does it. So as you can tell, Bob, I'm still a fan.
Buddy, I really appreciate it. I hope you get enough golf in this year. We've had a little rain issue this year, but I'm getting out as much as I can, and I'm enjoying life and getting out there playing. I wish happy Father's Day to all of you. Bettinardi.com. You could even go online and look at what we got there. But, yeah, I would suggest coming to the studio. It's well worth it.
Yeah, and you can get a certificate for your dad for Father's Day, and just go to the website, Bettinardi.com. And get an appointment set up. You're going to be a hero. Before I let you go, you've always been a White Sox guy. You know White Sox games are on WGN. This is a very exciting young team. How you feeling?
Well, I was there last night. So I got to see my boy, Eloy Jimenez.
Right.
Hit a 460-foot home run. And I was right behind home plate. And that thing, I never saw a ball get out of the yard as quick as that ball did. He is, but he's huge. He's got to be 6'4", 6'5", 260 pounds. and the ball just the ball looks like a little golf ball compared to the guy.
And he's got a Freddie Couples kind of swing. You're going, well, that's not going anywhere. Next thing you know, it's down in Tinley Park where you are.
Exactly. No, he's a sight to be seen. Next year, they got Carlos Rodon was at my shop this last week. He just had Tommy John surgery, and he said that he feels next year they're going to make the playoffs.
All right, you know, I'm on the same page. Yeah, I'm on the same page. I said 500 this year, playoffs next year, World Series contender within two, and I think we're right on pace. Happy Father's Day, Bob. Have a great time, and thanks for the work you guys do at Better Nardi.
Hey, listen, thanks, Steve. Take care.
Thank you. Well, thanks to Emil Esposito, thanks to Terry Hamley, and thanks to Bob Better Nardi. All great guys and friends, and you certainly ought to frequent their businesses. In the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous Father's Day. And as dad's listening, I hope you're like me and you get a chance to play golf with your kid, because there's nothing like 3 or 4 hours locked down on a golf course. And take their phone away, too. As a matter of fact, let them take your phone away. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Don't forget the Steve Cochran Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on 720 WGN. And we'll keep filling the podcast for you here, where we do the longer form conversations that we can't necessarily have on the radio. Thanks for listening. This is the Everything Podcast, Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. And right here on your thing, you know, your device. All right, it's getting personal.